This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That, of course, you have to be a Muslim to marry a, you know, a Muslim girl. So she put me off and she became very angry with me because, you know, she saw that I was getting close to this thing which was going to maybe ruin things, you know. So, shwaya by shwaya, little bit by bit, reading and reading and reading, I started to look at the world outside with new glasses on. It's like somebody had put a pair of glasses on. Suddenly I could see things in focus, you know. I could see the foreground and I could see the background. Whereas before, things were a bit cloudy and hazy. And the more I studied, I started to fast in the month of Ramadan. I started to fast. And sometimes I would go to the masjid, the small masala, and I would just join their prayers. I didn't even know what I was saying. I was just doing the motions. And after some time, this occasion happened that I was with some people one night, and I had been continually fasting and reading and making dhikr and asking Allah for help. She was getting further and further away from me. And my objective was to get closer to her, read the books and do the fasting, so I get closer to her. And I started to see the world as a totally different place. You wouldn't believe how someone can change overnight. Like, two weeks, I became somebody who just didn't know anything, as to somebody who really had some sort of confidence about why I was here. But it wasn't written on me yet. It wasn't part of Yusuf. It wasn't part of Tim. I was in London, and I was with these guys that I used to know back in the days. And then I had a terrible evening with them, because everything they did contradicted what I was doing for 2 weeks. They want to drink, they want to do all sorts. I won't even mention the things they were doing. Disreputable things. So I was they were contradicting me, and I was contradicting them. For the whole night, I just kept reading the book. They were just gone. I was in a room on my own. And then I went to the bathroom. I just made wudu. I just made the ghusl. I didn't know what I was doing, because I didn't know ghusl really. I just read some stuff in a book. And I became totally and utterly focused on Islam has to be the right way. It was that night. In the morning I woke up early just to get away from the house, because I couldn't be with those people anymore. It was like, you know, they were dirty and there were some serious problems with them, and I need to get out of there. Something forced me out of the door. I walked up the road and I met this man, and because he had brown skin, I thought maybe he's going to know where the mosque is, you know. So, a bit ignorant at that time, I didn't realize. I thought, you know, anybody can be a Muslim. He told me there's a mosque up the road. It was Balam Mosque. I went into the mosque and this guy grabbed hold of me. And he said, "What's going on? Well, why are you here?" I said, "Well, you know, there's something I have to do today." I mean, it's that, I didn't even know what it was called. Shahada. But I said to him, "The place out there is bad. And I know that there's a better way. And I believe that the Quran can answer my problems." So, alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was in the month of Ramadan, early in the morning, I went to there in the front and took the shahada. And the whole masjid, loads of brothers, there must have been about 300-400 people in there, the whole of them, each and every one of them, embraced me and said salams to me, and congratulations that you found your life. And the similitude of what I've done, of what I had done, was, comparatively speaking, was like life versus death, and death versus life. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hadn't guided me, it would have been just like death. And it's like that for 80 to 90% of the world's population, if you think about it. It's just death upon death. each day you're just getting closer to your appointed period of death. But you're dead in the dunya, and you're going to be dead in the akhirah, in the grave, and you're going to be punished in the hereafter. And you know, you've no idea the mercy and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes a person come to this deen. Alhamdulillah. Before I reverted to Islam, the truth of the matter is, I did not know what contentment was. Because contentment comes from finding yourself upon the truth. And if you're upon the truth, you will be contented. But I mean, I'm not just talking about for one day. I'm talking about no matter what happens to you, wherever you are, whomever you are with, you will have that ultimate peace and tranquility in your heart. So when I became Muslim, when I refound my beginning, my origin, the fitrah, I discovered that my depression disappeared. I discovered my reliance on alcohol at that time completely disappeared. That I didn't need anything or anyone, because I'd found that ultimate truth from within and externally. Of course, I had the brotherhood. Myself and my wife, basically, we arranged the marriage ourselves, because when you revert to Islam, there's a lot of people who are not really practicing Islam. They're practicing what their forefathers were practicing, which is their culture. And it's not much to do with Islam. Because if a person, as you know, one of the conditions of sadaqah, one of the groups of people that it's paid to, is it's paid to the reverts. It's paid to the converts or the reverts, whichever phrase you prefer. And this is why. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom and mercy, He recognizes the need to support those people who are in the most needy categories. And the needy categories, one of them is when you come into the path of Allah, you need as much support as you can. Why? Because the shaitan is attacking you left, right and center. Is now trying to knock you off the path. And he uses some of the Muslims, some of the non-Muslims, all of the enemies of Allah, they come and they start attacking you. He uses the family. Sometimes he even uses your own family. The first 2-3 years of marriage were tough. And we tried to practice the deen. We tried to pray a little bit. My wife tried to put the hijab on a bit. And we grew organically as Muslims. Because you have to remember, of course, the Quran was revealed over 23 years. It didn't just come overnight and everybody just sat on it and just said, hey, we believe in it and we're going to do. Likewise, when people come into the deen, we all need to realize that they need supporting, they need to be goaded correctly, you need to use wisdom with them, you need to use fair preaching with them, and you need to treat them like babies. They're small babies. That's what they are. I'm actually only 15 years old, you know. The rest of my life was about struggling, just struggling and getting through and getting by. So the family, alhamdulillah, and the family affairs were very good, alhamdulillah, after a time, after 2-3 years. And then when kids started coming, that gave me also an added purpose, alhamdulillah. My father, I hadn't seen him for a long time. And before I reverted to Islam, I had an address in Ireland. He was Irish. And just Whitefields Farm in Mount Rath, that's where it was. So I hitchhiked one day to go and find him, because I thought that if I found my father, it would help me to somehow know who I was and what I was doing here. So I hitchhiked all the way. I got to the place. It took me ages to find the place, because it was a very incomplete address, no postcode. And I found my uncle and my extended family there. And then, I stayed with them for 2 weeks. However, my father was living in Reading, just around the corner from me, basically. So the whole journey, I had to come all the way back to go and find him. And eventually I found him. And unfortunately, he was an alcoholic, basically. I mean, he just lived digging the roads and building houses and then getting drunk in the night. And that was his whole life. When I embraced Islam, He just thought it was a bit of a joke. He didn't really even know what was going on. My mother, initially, as did my mother's family, they considered that it was just a passing phase. They said, well, look, we saw you as a Buddhist. We saw you talking about Christianity. We saw you talking about Tolstoy and veganism and vegetarianism. This is just another phase. Good. It's all very healthy. We really like it. 3 years after I became Muslim, I married my wife, alhamdulillah. They started to see this wasn't so much of a phase. Firstly, it had lasted 3 years. Secondly, I was married to a woman who was Moroccan, and alhamdulillah, she wanted to practice the deen of Allah.